You're listening to the Murray Hour, live from the 4AAA kiosk on Boundary Street in West End. With Elijah Blair. It's the Murray Hour, live from the kiosk on Boundary Street. For the best country.
Yeah, 98.9 FM for the best country. We are, we're out of the office today. It feels good. Working on my tan. We're at the People's Kiosk, the park, 155 Boundary Street. My name is Elijah Blair. This is the Murray Hour. Great to have your company if you're in and around the area, and also if you tuned in via our app or just listening via the good old radio. It's great to be here with you. Before we begin the show, the Savo, I'd like to acknowledge and pay respects to the traditional custodians of the land where we are broadcasting on today, and of course acknowledge and pay respects to the TOs right across Australia and right around the world where we're currently going out to. As I said, coming to you live from beautiful West End, 155 Boundary Street. If you're in the area, come say hello, the People's Park Kiosk. It's great to be down here, great to have a presence in the community. We were here earlier today doing Let's Talk with Karina Hogan. You can listen to that show and today's broadcast at 989fm.com.au. Currently smack bang in the middle of Mental Health Week. Very important to start a conversation around mental health. And of course, Queensland Mental Health Week, or QMHW. It's an annual awareness week that aims to shine a light, or shine a spotlight on individual and community health, community mental health and well-being. The initiative is linked to the National Mental Health Week and World Mental Health Day, which was on the 10th, which was last Saturday. It encourages all of us to think about our own mental health and well-being, regardless of whether we may have lived, have a lived experience of mental health or mental illness or not. The week also gives us the opportunity to understand the importance of mental health in our everyday lives and encourages help-seeking behaviours when needed. The theme for this year is Take Time for Mental Health. We got some guests joining us this afternoon from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health. We have Deadly Choices Ambassador, Broncos Origin legend, Petro Sivanasiva. Petro, it's great to see you, mate. How are you?
You too, brother. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's actually my first first visit down here, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, how good is it getting out of the office?
You know, it has been nice stretching to get out of the office for sure. Mm. Yeah, but always great to be down out here in West End, and yeah, great to see. Yeah, there's a few people out here too, which is great.
Now, I know I asked you a couple of footy questions on Tuesday when we were doing Deadly Choices Radio, but I've got to ask you a couple more if that's okay, especially being down here. But let's recap the 2020 NRL season. It was a bit of a topsy-turvy one. Obviously, COVID-19 threw a spanner in the works at the start of the year. It started, it stopped. What have you made of the 2020 NRL season?
Yeah, look, it's been fantastic. I guess right at the start of the year, when obviously we were in the depths of COVID, there was, you know, a bit of uncertainty around, you know, whether we were going to see any sport, community sport, professional sport. We weren't too sure whether it was going to happen. So I think, you know, the NRL sort of, you know, took the lead on trying to resurrect the competition. So it was great to see the season kick off. You know, some new rules, which I thought made it really exciting. The game was extremely fast, and teams adjusted to it. Other teams didn't. Unfortunately, I'm going to talk about my old Broncos there, but it was a very tough season there. But and it's great to see how, you know, we're now into final series, and we're looking forward to what's going to be a couple of absolute cracking games. You know, on the weekend, so really looking forward to it. We've got, you know, Storm Raiders on Friday night, and then Panthers Rabbitohs on Saturday night as well. So it's going to be some lots of great footy to watch for sure.
Now, you did mention your beloved Broncos. They didn't have the best season, but it looks good going into the 2021 season. Kevvy Walters, head coach, what does he bring to the job?
Yeah, look, I think it's a great appointment. You know, we've all, I think all Broncos fans have been sort of wanting to sort of see this happen. Obviously, unfortunate what happened there with Anthony Seibold, but you know, the club have to make a decision around, you know, who to bring in, and it's great that, you know, we've got someone like Kevvy who has been there and done it with the Broncos, won multiple premierships, knows what it's like to have a winning culture within that club. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see how he progresses, and he's got some tough decisions to make. Obviously, a lot of talk around the playing roster and who stays, who goes, and then also too, I guess, you know, some of the players that could potentially come to the Broncos to add to the mix. So it's going to be, as I said, very interesting to sort of see how that all unfolds. But you know, I think for all rugby league fans, You know, we'd love to see the Broncos being competitive again, and we're excited to see sort of what happens next season.
You touched on it a little bit earlier on, prelim finals now. We've got a couple of games going on. We'll start with the first game, which kicks off on Friday night here at Suncorp. It's the Storm playing the Raiders. What are your thoughts on the match? Who's your favourite?
Yeah, I'm an old Raiders tragic. So
really?
But I'd love to see the Raiders get up. But, you know, you can't discount the Storm. The Storm have just been there and done it. Your Storm, yeah? You like Storm? Yes, there we go. There are a lot of Storm supporters. Yeah, I didn't realise.
Well, the Sunny Coast Storm, I guess.
Well, that's Sunny Coast Storm. That's it. Oh, look, they've been amazing. And, you know, there's a bit of talk around Cameron Smith. You know, potentially, is this his last season? So,
Do you think it is?
I think it would be. I think it would be. I think, you know, in terms of rugby league, he's done everything you possibly could do, and what an amazing player, and what a career that he's had. So you could see that this would provide, you know, plenty of good motivation for the Storm to beat the Raiders on Friday night and get themselves in a grand final. And what a way to send a champion out if they're able to go all the way and win the NRL grand final next week.
So you're tipping the Raiders in the first game. What about that second game? Have you come around on the Bunnies yet? We spoke on Tuesday.
I'm just tipping the Raiders, okay? Yeah, okay. I think the Storm are going to be hard to beat. But, okay. Yeah, I'd love to see the Raiders get up for that one, as I said, an old childhood tragic Raiders fan. And then, yeah, Panthers, Rabbitohs. Yeah, what can you say about the Panthers? They've been amazing. They've been so consistent throughout the season. You know, not too many injuries. They've had a pretty fit roster right throughout the whole season. So they take a lot of confidence heading into this game. And but then again, the Rabbitohs, I mean, the way they've kicked on the last few weeks, something about Wayne Bennett, he's just been able to work his magic there again. There's a lot of belief within the Rabbitohs that they could potentially cause an upset. So it's going to be, again, very, very interesting to sort of see how that one pans out.
Who wins the big dance at the end, the GF?
Look, I think it'll be a Panthers-Storm grand final.
Ooh.
And as an old Panthers player, I'm going to go with the Panthers. I just think that they've got a lot of confidence. They, as I said, built a lot of momentum over what's been a great season. Nathan Cleary's in great form. One of the Fijian brothers there, Viliame Kikau, he's actually resting this weekend. He has a week off because of the judiciary. But hopefully the boys do the job on Saturday night and get him into a grand final. So I think that's the way it'll go.
All right, we'll have to wait and see. We are down here live at the People's Kiosk in beautiful West End, 155 Boundary Street. If you're in the area, come down, say hello. Petro's here. We're going to kick things off with Busby Maru's Over Drinking Over You. It's 98.9 FM's Murray Hour.
Been stumbling almost by myself at night. Streetlights that I'm doing fine. Those empty bottles laying by my bed tell me I'm getting pretty good at this. Lately whiskey's going down faster than it used to do. So give me one more round and one for the road. Someone help me about the last thing she said. Spins like a carousel inside my head. That hangover, it only makes it worse. Tells me that I'm not really over her. Lately whiskey's going down faster than it used to do. So give me one more round. Lately, whiskey's going down faster.
to 98.9 FM for the best country.
Woo! I've been searching, let me tell you, for something real I can hold on to. I found out the truth from an insect, and the meaning to life is happiness. Structure again, we are born. We lie down to be eaten before you awake. It's like morning in the desert, it's like chocolate cake. It's love without condition, I was told by an insect. The meaning to life is happy.
When we think of country, it isn't just cut-off jeans and dusty roads.
It runs in our blood.
We play all country. 98.9 FM for the best country.
Have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on. Set it up super, we could take a flight. Aight?
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
Is the person looking back? Are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of nungo, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key.
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Hell.
98.9 FM for the best country. Baker Boy, Cool as Hell. William Crichton, Happiness, Over Drinking, Over You. That's Busby Maru. Dan, we better not get too close to each other, brother. A bit of feedback going on.
Yep, keep
our social distance.
100.
We're down here live from West End, the People's Park Kiosk. It's great to be down here, but we wouldn't be here without the incredible support of a few people, Dan.
Yeah, lots of people, Elijah. You know, not only our staff, but there's so many others that are putting in their time, and you know, Kylie from West End Community House has been a massive support. She's crossing the road right now, in fact, heading over. So, you know, big shout out to Kylie and the team at West End Community House. Also, WECA, West End Community Association, you know, Phil and the team at Kurilpa Futures. We're all a part of this together, and it's it fills you up to come out here and see really positive things happening in this space, you know. It's not a big space, but there's a lot of love here, and there's a lot of things we can build on in terms of that community engagement and that social engagement as well, as much as we can during the COVID period, I suppose. But yeah, it's a really positive space. You know, we keep singing his praises, but he deserves it. Dwayne Doyle, you know, he's donating his time and his expertise to make this place look beautiful with his amazing artwork, and you can follow him, Dwayne Doyle Art, on Instagram. Get on there, and you know, everyone who's played their part in getting this to where we are today, and that's everyone from Young Koi here running the panel, and Paul back in the studio, and everybody. So it's really pleasing and a real big group effort.
Man, I mentioned at the start of the show, we're in the middle of Mental Health Week.
Yeah,
that theme for this year: take time for your mental health. For you, what do you do to stay strong mentally?
You know what I do, and it's something that I've started to do in the last kind of 6 months, is meditate. And I do that in my garden. It's one of my happy places. I grow a lot of my own chilies and vegetables and stuff like that. But I do it in complete silence. And sometimes I'll just sit there and literally watch the plants grow, talk to them. So that for me is my therapy, and that's the way I sort of, you know, keep myself in check, and I just, yeah, it's something that I don't think men talk about enough, is mental health. And we've all had, you know, times in our life where we feel like it's, you know, it's not, you know, not manly to speak up, but I think it takes more guts to speak up and say, you know, you need a yarn or you need some help. So if anyone's listening out there and, you know, you feel like you're bottling things up inside, best thing to do is get together with some close mob, some close friends, have a cup of tea or whatever you like, and have a yarn.
Absolutely, spoken really well. We might go to another song, if we can. Back to you guys in the studio. It's 98.9 FM Live from the People's Kiosk.
No, was all they gave to those old families. Yeah. Flour, sugar, tea. be a hunter, hunting on the plain. Fishing by the river, there was plenty of game. Plenty of greens, plenty of meat. And all those families can find a way.
Yeah, it's the Murray Hour 98.9 FM live from West End. It's a beautiful day for it. And I'll acknowledge our Rockhampton listeners as well who are tuned in via Radio 4US. Great to have you company, the Sav. As I said, down here live from West End, we're slowly getting a bit of a crowd happening here. And Dan is with somebody there, brother. Where are you? There you
are. I am. He's just standing over yonder, but I'm going to pull him over here for a chat. His name is Trevor. Oh, look at him go.
The hat's come off.
Come on over here, buddy. Welcome to the Drive Show here on 98.9 FM. Now, Trevor, you're a bit of a celebrity around here.
Yep.
You play in a band called the Whoopie Doo Crew.
Yep.
Tell us about the Whoopie Doo Crew. What do you do?
Singing.
You're a singer?
Yeah.
What do you like to sing?
ABBA.
You sing ABBA?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I dare ask you to sing a little bit for us right now?
Do you know Ready? Fernando? Yeah.
Mamma mia, ego gay, mama, I miss you.
Hey, give it up for Trevor.
Woo!
That is pretty good. That is pretty good. When do the Whoopie Doo Crew play? When do you get together?
Wednesday.
Wednesday down here at the People's Park. And what I like about the Whoopie Doo Crew, it's a bit of a collection of all sorts of people who play all sorts of different instruments. It's a bit of a gathering place, isn't it, really? And they're awesome, says Bridget. They're awesome. What do you love playing? What do you love doing in the Whoopie Doo Crew? What's so special about this group?
Emma.
That's special. Hey, I'm going to ask you, because it's Mental Health Week, obviously. What do you do for your mental health?
Singing.
Singing makes you happy and helps with your mental health, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're going to ask me? You were going to ask me something?
People...
Yeah? What are you going to ask me? Remember what Kylie told you?
What?
You were going to ask me what I do for my mental health.
Yeah.
I meditate. Have you meditated?
Yeah, me too.
Very good. Hey, Trevor, mate, thank you very much. You're a superstar. Everyone loves you around here, mate. And keep up the good work with the Whoopie Doo crew, all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Give it up for Trevor. How good?
Back to you guys in the studio.
Just a little love and come on over and make it true. lizards. That's all it takes, living on the bread line. Rejection in the eye. We're all making it on the bread line. Drop your tools on the production line. Stick with us or you'll fall behind. Cause we're all making it on the bread line.
Keep shining, shining, shining till the day is done. Shining, shining, shining with the setting sun. And I'll keep working this station till my hurdle march is won. Keep shining, shining, shining till my droving days are done. Talking with my brother, he says we got to go. Yes, I will be shining. We got seats to sow. Watch out for that boss man, the one that says he knows. He chained our hands when he took our land, but he'll never take our soul. So we'll keep shining, shining, shining,
shining
till the day is done. Shining, shining, shining with the setting sun. And I'll keep working this station till my hurdle march is won. Keep shining, shining, shining till my droving days are done. I heard that old man Vincent been stirring up the pot. He went up to that boss man and said, we want back what you got. For these measly rations, we shouldn't have to fight. So I'm gonna keep on pushing until I see the light. We gotta keep shining, shining, shining. The day is done. Shining, shining, shining with the setting sun. And I'll keep working this station till my head will march is won. Keep shining, shining, shining till my droving days are done. We gotta keep shining, shining, shining till the day is done. Shining, shining, shining with the setting sun. And I'll keep working this station till my head on my chisel one. Keep shining, shining, shining till my throwing days are done. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
FM for the best country. That was Dan Sultan with Drover, down here live from the People's Kiosk in West End. A little bit of a crowd still hanging about. We're here till 3 o'clock. It is the Murray Hour. My name is Elijah Blair. I'm a proud Butchelor man. My people are from Gari, commonly referred to as Fraser Island. Of course, Gari is the traditional name meaning paradise. Shout out to any Butchelors tuning in and around the area. Special guest, not a special guest, she's just a guest, I guess. Emily Reed, our receptionist. She's here with us today, mainly for moral support, but that's what it's all about. Yes. We're talking about mental health this week.
And, yes, mental health week.
It's good to have a strong support network, and that's what you certainly are. Mm. Tell us about what you do for your mental health and staying strong.
I definitely reach out to family and friends. It's good because I've got a good support behind me if I'm ever feel alone, or, you know, if I've, you know, just mentally feel like I'm not okay. I definitely reach out to my friends and family, and I'm very lucky to have my mum. I feel like she's like counsellor in some way, so I'm very lucky to have her. But yeah, definitely reach out to your friends and family, and, you know, it's always good, as Dan said, you know, good to have a yarn and, you know, have a tea or a coffee and just, you know, talk about your feelings. It's always Absolutely. Good to open up, not bottle it up.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, like, I've always been a strong advocate for good mental health, and I think that stems from losing my cousin. Mm. Actually, this month, it was 10 years that we actually lost her, and when it rains, it pours. I had my uncle actually pass away recently as well, so that's been certainly sad to deal with, but, you know, just keeping a strong support network, I think, is very important to staying on top of it.
Sorry, how do you tend to, reach out to... What's your go-to?
Yeah, certainly got some close family members that I'm, you know, that I keep on speed dial. My grandfather's been very supportive for me. But I guess when I've had a really big day, I get on down to the basketball courts. I'm pretty keen basketball. I'm no Michael Jordan, but look, I certainly do all right for myself and just sort of get it out, sweat it out, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. It's good to be also if you're, you know, sometimes to just. Do what you love as well, if it's painting or a hobby, just to kind of get your mind free-flowing and thinking, so it's good.
Mm. Hey, you were on a holiday recently.
Yes, I was. Yeah, it was really good. It was good to spend time with some family up north in Gladstone there. No internet.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, no reception, so it was good to kind of get away from Brisbane a bit and, be a bit of a country girl. So,
country girl.
Yeah.
All right, that's up near my old stomping ground near Rocky.
Yes.
In Gladstone, an hour and a half from Rockhampton.
Yeah, beautiful place up north, yeah. Mm.
We're going to keep things moving on, and we're going to throw it back to you guys in the studio, 98.9 FM, for the best country.
People wrong all those many years ago. latest news, traffic, sport and weather and up-to-date information on coronavirus. Tune in weekdays from 5 to 9 here on 98.9 FM to listen to myself and Emma McNeil. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, that was deep.
Sponsored by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it's got to be Seats R Us. M Pro Drive, driver education, teaching you to drive, not just pass the test. And Second Rodeo Clothing, living life like a country song.
Join us weekdays from 5 to 9 here on The Brekkie Show, 98.9 FM for the best country.
Looking for competitive insurance for your trucking or earth-moving business? Over 40 years' experience specialising in trucks, mobile plant and equipment. Total Insurance Agencies pride themselves in providing quick and accurate responses to clients' needs. Phone or text anytime, 0409 626 724. Visit totalia.com.au. Be totally covered. You owe it to your business. Station sponsor.
From the album Make Way for Love, it's Marlon Williams, What's Chasing You, the second track, if I'm not mistaken. We're just about done here down at the People's Kiosk here in West End for today's episode of the Murray Hour. We're back here tomorrow, though, doing our Let's Talk, I believe.
Drive show.
Drive show down here tomorrow. Dan has the details.
Yeah, Tyrone Jarrell will be down here. Willie Tonga will be one of the guests coming along. Talking about mental health, of course. Arnie Paddy's singing out for Emma Mac. No, Emma Mac won't be here, Arnie, I'm afraid. No. No, she's not coming, Arnie, I'm afraid. So we'll have Willie Tonga down here for the drive show with Tyrone Jarrell. Also a live musical performance from none other than Jem Sparkles. Now, she's a local performer here, plays in the Whoopi Doo crew as well, along with Trevor. So she'll be coming down to sing a song or two. And old John Duffy, you would have seen him. He's on the strip here playing the banjo, old grey hair fella. He's been on before, so he's going to jump in and do a little blues number. So that should be a whole lot of fun. But for Let's Talk tomorrow, we're going to be talking AFL, and in particular the AFL Entertainment. The lineup was announced yesterday, and it all started really from a tweet from Bernard Fanning, Powderfinger were asked to be the band to perform at the AFL Grand Final, and Bernard said, you know, we should probably get some up-and-coming performers, some First Nations performers. So he tweeted out a few names, and a couple of those were Busby Maru, Thelma Plum, and Electric Fields, and they're all going to be there on the big day next weekend at the AFL Grand Final, the historic, very first time it's here in Brisbane. You know, our fingers are crossed that the Lions will be there as well.
All that and plenty more going on tomorrow, brother. Thanks for letting us come out of the office and
no worries.
Get amongst us.
I feel like
great.
Hanging out here for a little bit longer, eh? What do you reckon?
Me too. Let's just chill. Go get a coffee or something.
Yeah, it sounds good.
We're going to wrap things up. Send it back to you guys in the studio. Make sure you stick around 3 o'clock. We got the Drive Show, Jarrell Yao Yi and Tari Olive with you from 3 to 6. See you later.
Today's Best Country, broadcasting live across the nation. On the one station, 98.9 FM. The Best Country. You little bitch.
Lay me down in dreams and feathers laid Just stretch out your arms. Hold me close until the close fade, baby.
It's in our blood. 98.9 FM. We're just cruising country. The best country.
98.9 FM. Streaming live right across this grand nation for the best country.